Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey everybody, Brandon Cole here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Ever feel like you're speaking different languages with the people closest to you? Like sometimes communication goes smoother than a freshly paved road, and other times it feels like driving through a construction zone full of potholes and detours. Well, guess what? It's not just you. We've all been there. But the good news is, we can actually learn to communicate better, build stronger relationships, and create a more harmonious world around us. And the key to unlocking this magic? Emotional intelligence, my friends. That's right, today we're diving deep into EQ understanding and managing our emotions, recognizing them in others, and using that knowledge to build powerful connections. So buckle up, because things are about to get real. First things first, let's break down what emotional intelligence actually means. It's not just about being a super sensitive snowflake who cries every sad movie, although hey, there's nothing wrong with a good cry now and then. EQ is about having self-awareness, knowing your own emotions, triggers, and how they impact your thoughts and actions. Think of it like this. Imagine you're playing a musical instrument. You need to know how each note sounds, how it interacts with other notes, and how your touch influences the music. Self-awareness is like that tuning up process, getting in tune with yourself so you can play live music beautifully. Next up, we have empathy, the ability to step into someone else's shoes and see the world from their perspective. You know that feeling when you watch a movie and get completely absorbed in the character's emotions? That's empathy in action. It allows us to understand why people act the way they do, even if we don't always agree with them. Think of it like having a superpower, the ability to connect with others on a deeper level, build trust, and create genuine relationships. Now, let's talk about managing emotions, because life throws some serious curveballs, right? Sometimes you're feeling like a rock star, other times you feel like you've just lost your best friend's favorite band at a concert. EQ is about learning to handle those roller coaster rides with grace and resilience. That means recognizing when your emotions are getting the better of you, taking a step back, and finding healthy ways to cope, whether it's through exercise, meditation, journaling, or even just talking it out with a trusted friend. And finally, let's not forget about social skills, the art of navigating relationships effectively. This is where things get really interesting. EQ helps us communicate clearly, listen actively, and build strong connections based on mutual respect and understanding. Think of it like this. EQ is the secret sauce that makes relationships thrive. It allows us to be authentic, vulnerable, and truly connected with the people who matter most. Okay, let's bring this back down to earth with a real-world example. Imagine you're having dinner with your partner and things start getting heated. Maybe you disagree about something important, or maybe you both had a stressful day and are feeling a little on edge. Without EQ, it could easily turn into a shouting match, leaving you both feeling hurt and resentful. But with EQ, things can be different. You might take a moment to pause, recognize your own emotions, frustration, anger, maybe even a little fear. Then, try to see things from your partner's perspective. What are they feeling? What needs might they have that aren't being met? Once you have a better understanding of both sides, you can communicate more effectively, express your feelings calmly, and work together to find a solution that works for both of you. So there you have it. EQ is like the ultimate superpower. It allows us to navigate relationships with grace, resilience, and authenticity. Remember, developing emotional intelligence is a journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, keep learning, and most importantly, keep connecting with others in meaningful ways. Because let's face it, life is way more fun when we're all on the same page, right? And who knows, maybe by developing our EQ, we can even start to create a more compassionate and understanding world around us. Now, I want to hear from you. What are your biggest challenges when it comes to relationships? How do you think emotional intelligence could help you overcome those hurdles? Share your thoughts in the comments below or on social media. Let's keep this conversation going. And don't forget to subscribe to Stoic State of Mind for daily doses of wisdom, motivation, and real talk about navigating life's ups and downs. Until next time, keep rocking that EQ.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.